Part of being a spiritual community is holding that optimism for each other when there are days that are difficult. We together can remember that there is always that spirit, that there's a great day coming. One of the ways that we do that is to hold on to our deepest purpose together, to remember what that deep purpose is in the midst of all of the storms of life. And that is why this year the board has been working us on the process of articulating a mission for our congregation. And that is one of those conversations that is probably always happening and needs to be ongoing. And we're at a point where we're really trying to bring that mission into focus. So Tony Tufts, chair of our board, has a little bit to say about that before we present you with some proposed mission statements.
Good morning. This probably feels like deja vu all over again. And I'm going to say some of the same words that I spoke just a few weeks back. I just want to say that it's been really exciting to sense the unbridled enthusiasm with which these statements have been received. Tim Berry writes, I've had a 30-year love-hate relationship with mission statements. I've read thousands. I love it when a mission statement defines an organization so well that it feels like strategy. And that does happen. And I hate it when a mission statement is generic, stale, and completely useless. Your mission statement is your opportunity to define goals, ethics, culture, and norms for decision-making. The best mission statements define what the organization does for its members, as well as what the organization does for its community and for the world. I like the way Berry put that. The best mission statements define what the organization does for its members, as well as what the organization does for its community and for the world. As a mission statement is developed, it is very important to remember who the mission statement is intended to reach and for what purpose it will exist. As David Weber stated early on in this process, it can be hard to synthesize the diverse ideas, hopes, and dreams of a community such as Fuse into a brief, coherent, and effective mission statement. We will need your help to create a final product. Please join with us in many conversations about what we can be and about what our mission statement can be. Know that you are part of this process and that your input is not only valued, but necessary.
This conversation about what words we are going to put our mission into is an ongoing conversation. What is the mission not only of a Unitarian Universalist congregation, but of this particular Unitarian Universalist congregation? Because we are in our own particular situation in the world. We live in this particular town, at the edge of this particular ocean, with our particular collection of people. And we have our own constantly adjusting purpose and joy in this world. It is part of the world of being in church to always be aware and thoughtful about what is the deepest meaning for us being together. And so in just a moment, Tony and hopefully a couple of the ushers will help us pass out four possible mission statements. And we invite you to take these mission statements with you to our shared meal called Coffee Hour and into the next week and month and talk to each other about them. Talk about the one that is just right for what you think our purpose is and which one, not quite it. And because we've given you several, you know that these are all drafts. So you don't have to worry too much about whether we've got the exactly right article in the exactly right part of the sentence at this point. We're going to try to talk about the purpose and direction that these send us in. Try to get at that meaning and intention, and we can wrestle with the placement of the articles at another point in the process. There's always time for that. So ask each other, does each of these statements answer for you the question about what difference do we want to make in the world? Does it talk about our purpose for our members and our purpose in the larger world? And does it help us make choices among all the thousands of things that we might engage ourselves in? So here are some draft mission statements. Let the conversations begin. Although I will, in fact, ask you to hold those conversations until coffee hour. And I should also say, we invite lots of conversations back and forth with each other, with the board, with me, everyone. And right now they're informal conversations, but we will have much more structured conversations, probably starting in the fall. But these, I hope, will engage you.